WIRX.
Well, good morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
6:12, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
I'm not going to lie, man. I wasn't sure I was going to get in here on time. I had a little bit of an incident at the household this morning.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Nothing too crazy. I didn't do anything. Why do you always assume it's me that I did? I did something.
Because typically it is. You do something and then you're late.
All right. That's fair. But no, this morning. So I'm up. I'm doing my normal routine, which involves, you know, brushing my teeth, getting my morning vitamins in. All right. And then I usually spend a good time just, you know, on the toilet. In front of the heater. It's mostly just to sit and wake up, flip through the phone, see what's going on in news, whatever. And I always have the space heater on to, you know, kind of warm me up, get the toesies warm, you know, get myself ready for the day. Well, all of a sudden I'm sitting there just scrolling through Facebook and I smell a burning. My heater like caught on fire this morning, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what's that smell? And I just heard like a weird clicking and popping and hissing coming from my little space heater.
It's kind of what my airplane sounded like on the way back from Vegas.
You know, very similar. Very similar. And I'm sure both of us at that time were like, oh, this is how we die right here. I unplugged it quick. Noticed some smoke just kind of coming out of the back. I put it in the tub because I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to catch anything on fire in the tub, right? You know, it'd be fine. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to have to make sure I don't burn the house down, all because I just wanted to sit on the toilet and enjoy a little heater time. That's all.
Hey, Chatty Cathy, I got a spumoni. Do you have anything else to say and talk about?
Yeah, we have WTF.
Seems like you always cheer Chatty Cathy when I'm kind of in an emergency
situation. Well, you know
we have
WTF of the day
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. So, and I told you that before the break, and I don't know why you went on your Stephen King novel story.
Maybe
right here, so.
If you would have done what I do and sit in front of the space heater in the morning.
You're still doing it. Let's go.
All right, let's get to it. Let's do your WTF.
Jesus Christ, man. Let's go.
For 6 a.m. before Hunter ruins his pants.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Book on tape over here.
Here, Hunter, this one's nice and quick. We'll get through it so you can go take care of your business. All right. A British woman is catching hell, you would say, on social media after making a birth announcement for her newborn son named Lucifer.
Oh, no.
Josie Barnes introduced the infant on a popular talk show and said she was flooded with hate mail and death threats. She says, quote, I had a couple of family members saying, you can't call him that. But I said, I'm not religious, so it doesn't stand for what other people think it stands for. To be fair, translated literally, Lucifer actually means morning star, not spawn of Satan.
Really? Okay. Hey, you know, she knows what she's doing.
Yep.
Here's another thing, too, is like you're setting the kid up. Not you are going to get hate. The kid's going to get hate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know.
I mean, I see where you're coming from. I get it, lady. But
kind of, but not really, though. Yeah, just because I'd understand if maybe there's only a small religious sect that used the term Lucifer as the name of the devil. If it was a small one, but not when it's billions of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's certain situations where you can stand your ground. But giving somebody a name for the rest of their life, probably that's your son?
Yeah.
Probably not the greatest.
No. This baby should be taken away from this woman, all right? You and I have had many rants about dumb baby names, okay? Mm-hmm. And this one might near the top. It might near the top.
Oh, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
This is my son, Satan. What are you doing? Yeah. Apparently, this lady didn't get enough attention growing up, and now as an adult, she sounds like a real piece of work. Like a real piece of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Attention whore.
Oh, yeah, this is Lucifer and his brother Beelzebub, here's their father, Jesus. I don't know. Anyway, take this baby away from this woman. She does not deserve to have a child if you're naming him Lucifer. End of story.
I was going to name him Dracula, but...
Oh, could it be Satan? All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.